This is Packer and Durham on ACCN and Sirius XM Channel 371.
Welcome to Hour 2, presented by Subway. Chester's ready. Fuller crashed out right here. Doesn't matter. We got the countdown for you. We'll start with footy. Notre Dame, Mark Packer, wins their first ever men's Atlantic Coast Conference soccer title. They beat Duke 2-0.
You know, Pitt was the one seed. Clemson was the two seed.
Right.
Nowhere to be found. You know why? Because these teams knocked them out in the semis.
Three cheers for Notre Dame.
Pretty good weekend for Notre Dame.
I'd say so.
Almost every sport they play, they won this weekend.
That's exactly right. I don't know. We have to check on hockey. But
hockey won, too.
Hockey won, too. There
yes,
you go.
Yes, they did. All I looked that up. There's Jim Phillips, the man. The man, Jim Phillips,
got
all the hardware, man.
Got all the gear, too. There we go.
That's how he looked at the cross country. You know, we're so used to, I told you, we're so used to seeing him in button down, right?
Coat and tie.
Coat and tie.
There you go.
He comes out casual in the golf gear.
Yep.
Looking good.
Looking forward to being with the commissioner tomorrow night in Greensboro. And Commissioner Swofford, by the way.
Really? What's going on there?
A little Greensboro Sports Foundation event.
Oh.
They've asked me to come up and be the MC of that.
Big
looking
time.
Looking forward to being there. Have to put on your best Dauberty.
Yeah, I'm going to be right here wishing you the best.
That's it.
I have a baseball hat on and scratching my butt eating barbecue.
We didn't need to know all that. Kenny Pickett.
All right, so I'll leave the hat off.
Kenny Pickett, congratulations. He set the school record for passing yardage at Pittsburgh, 11,501 Thursday night against the Tar Heels.
This was prior to the monsoon.
Yeah.
How crazy was that? I know I didn't talk to you on Friday because Mac was here.
Yeah.
But how about Pitt? They score in overtime, and then old Pat Narduzzi walks back, calls up the Lord, and says, let it rip. I mean, was that seriously? That was crazy Thursday night.
Come on.
God?
No.
Can you drop 6 inches of water on us in the next possession?
Remind me of Stefan Djordjevic and all the right moves. Tom Cruise playing football for Ampipe when it started raining in Western PA.
It was coming down.
It was. Wendell Moore, fifth player in Duke history to record a triple-double. 19-10-10 in the Sweet Grays. I love those jerseys. Tell you what. Hey, Mel. Remember when I said Wendell Moore, Joey Baker, Trevor Keels, Paolo Banchero, I understand. Griffin, all those guys. They're going to get all the hype. I understand. The older guys on this team, and I'll throw Roach in there because sophomores are now old, that guy right there and Joey Baker, I think, are critical pieces to what Duke ultimately becomes as a basketball team.
We're only 1 week into the season, so it's kind of crazy to draw any kind of comparisons or parallels and stuff.
Yeah.
But I've liked what I've seen so far from Duke.
I agree. Yep. Both ends.
Yep. No question.
Some teams, we got all the offense worked out. Other teams, all the defense.
There's three teams that have caught my eye after a week.
Okay.
Duke's one.
Yes, sir.
Virginia Tech's one.
Yeah.
Syracuse is one.
Yeah.
Those three.
Hokies.
Still early.
Hokies are nice, aren't they?
I watched Virginia Tech beat up on Navy, the same team who, by the way, won at Virginia and who tonight plays at Louisville.
Right.
So Navy's getting their three ACC games in early.
Yeah.
But I tell you, the Hokies look good.
Ed DeChellis coaching up the mids.
Yep.
All right. Virginia Tech's offense comes alive. 573 yards in a win against Duke. Raheem Blackshear had – Malachi Thomas had taken over kind of the run game pack. Raheem Blackshear responds with a huge game. Trey Turner was Trey Turner. And I tell you what, Virginia Tech looked the part, headed to South Florida Saturday night in primetime here on ACC Network.
I hate to say what I'm about to say.
Oh, no.
But if Duke was a horse, you'd take it behind the barn. You would.
Wow.
I mean, I hate to say that, but Duke has just been the last couple of weeks, Wes. Let's go. They got Louisville Thursday.
Yeah.
Malik Cunningham.
Yeah. Oof. All right.
Hey, the good news for Duke, it's hoop season.
Wow.
I'm being honest. I mean, you can sit there and pretend like I'm speaking Chinese.
No, no, you're being honest.
I love David Cutcliffe, but this team just looks like they're done. They look like they're done to me.
It has been a tough, tough fall.
Tough.
Yeah.
How about the last 5-6 weeks?
That's what I mean. Yeah. Hard.
Well, they haven't stopped anybody.
No, it's been on defense especially rough. Let's go to kickoff returns. I saw one to start a ball game at Clemson. That's what I heard. It's not on here.
It's because they're not in the league.
Jahmyr Gibbs, hello and goodbye. Just like that, kids. And looking at the BC bench as he runs by them. Boy, is he talented.
He can give it to you. So can this guy.
Opening kick of the second half. Wake finishes the fight song, and the next thing you know, Bam Knight is giving you the wolf. Watch this. Fingers up. Yep, going through the end zone. Yeah, that's right.
What you don't see there is the kickoff return prior to this one, which I thought was the momentum changer because Wake all of a sudden is kind of cruising.
Yeah.
They're up 2 scores. They kick off the Bam Knight. He takes one back about 75 yards. Pack starts scoring late. Yeah. That to me, that was a – Wake looked like all of a sudden there was distance and yep. They might just pull away, and then NC State went, no. Bam Knight had some kind of night. Okay. Hope he's going to be okay.
Clemson defense makes best of the weekend. Why? Connecticut went 0-for-18 on 3rd and 4th down. 0-for-18, Pike. That's a heck of a play by Sheridan Jones, by the way. Should be on the list.
You like later. The all-purple?
You know what I'd like to see?
You didn't answer the question.
I'm okay. It's a nice change of pace once a year for Military Appreciation Day, which Dabo and his team have done now for several years.
And it's a big deal,
Military Appreciation Day. And I got to tell you, they do such a good job.
It's great.
Military Appreciation Day at Clemson is almost one of those, you got to check a box.
It's cool.
And typically, they don't play the strongest of the opponents for Military Appreciation Day. Like, I've been there when they played, I think, Wofford or Citadel or somebody like that before when they've done it in November. I'll be honest with you. They do a great job honoring troops, veterans, those serving now, name it. The alums. I mean, Clemson's got a tremendous military history about itself as an institution. They do an incredible job, including the halftime. The halftime is one of the most solemn pieces that you'll ever see at a college football game. And I would tell people it's a check-the-box deal.
Schools that have a military background, Texas A&M does a great job.
That's it,
too.
Yeah. And
there's a number of them. It's not just 2 schools.
But UConn on 3rd and 4th down, not good.
Not good. But Clemson on Military Day is really a cool spot.
Amazing.
Yeah, really is.
10 Atlantic Coast Conference teams advance to the NCAA Cross Country Championship.
If you need help, just let me know.
Oh, stop it.
Just give me a call.
By the way, how come we don't have, like, you wearing a GoPro on your head during this video?
Well, you know, everybody's got a limit.
Is that the par 4 fourth or circle? Where are you?
Right there in the second row.
Oh. You're back? You're looking at them running?
Oh, yeah. This is the men's race, of course.
You didn't make the men's race.
Well, I didn't make the men's race. And neither did the cart. neither did the Chariot of Champions. The
cart gave out. Unbelievable. Setting a real nice precedent for the regatta later.
Hey,
the boat won't.
Hey, all right. You think it's going to sink or something? Nuh-uh. No, we're going to pull this off.
I know. NCAA women's soccer winners. Here we go. Count them off.
7 of them.
Florida State, Duke, Virginia, Virginia Tech, Notre Dame, Wake, NC State. As some of our production crew likes to say, congratulations to all the winners. Right?
Yeah, there was a couple that did not have the best of weekends. One really surprising one, but yeah. 7 advance.
North Carolina is not on that list.
North Carolina is not on that list, and you will find that out in the next segment.
Yeah. Dax Hollifield, 12 tackles to lead Virginia Tech. Season high for our favorite linebacker from Shelby, North Carolina, Pack.
I had to put him on the list, just looking through some numbers. Number one, he led the league mm-hmm. from the weekend. And, of course, it's Duke, so you know he's going to be playing his opportunities to tackle somebody. God. And, you know, the Hokies had a good day, man. They needed it, right? After that lifeless performance at BC, they came back and threw some fireworks on people last home game.
We got ourselves an interesting game in primetime Saturday night. Virginia Tech at Miami.
Well, I mean, the Canes. Now, we're going to get to the Canes.
I know. All right. Phil Djurkovic, Malik Cunningham are on this list.
High five.
Five touchdowns each. I'll tell you this, whole different deal when number five is back there, isn't it?
You know, we go through the long list of great quarterback play this year. You know, all of a sudden you've had the emergence, Tyler, Van, Dimes at Miami.
Yep.
We forgot about Djurkovic because he was injured. I mean, those are two more guys to add to the list. And just how good the quarterback play is in this league.
It really could, really great.
It could be tremendous next year. It is going to be tremendous next year.
Yep. So get ready. We're going to spend all offseason again talking about quarterbacks. Because it's been the best league in the country.
I'm close.
By a long shot this year.
And if
it's
you don't,
got a chance next year.
And when you don't have a quarterback, you find out how quickly how life can be troublesome.
Yeah.
Right? When you don't have one, man, it's tough.
Devin Leary, 408 in the loss in Winston-Salem on Saturday night. Still deserves a tip of the cap here.
Well, we just rattled off all these great names and quarterbacks. Devin Leary, you got to put on that list because he has had a fabulous year. And
yep.
I know there's a couple that he'd like to have back.
Sure.
But you know what? 408 in a championship caliber game, he was dealing.
I'm just going to assume Amezi's on your list for wide receiver
He is.
Okay, good.
Could have been on there a couple times.
Could have been on, exactly.
Seriously, I only put him on once.
It could have been on twice or three.
Could have been on there three for sure.
Devin Carter could have been on there.
He's on there.
Yeah, that's it. Good. Lamar Jackson Day in Louisville. Ciao, right?
Ciao.
Yeah, Lamar. Pac's, one of Pac's favorites. Second player in program history to have his jersey retired, the other one being the great Johnny Unitas. Oh, the band. Give me some Lamar. Man, I want to tell you this.
Louisville did a nice job, man. This was a this was really, really cool. Really cool.
And LJ8 is there after a tough loss on Thursday night, by the way, in South Florida. Good to see him. And tell you what, Dolphins got after the Ravens on Thursday night. So, great moment for Lamar Jackson. Great moment for the University of Louisville. A lot of emotion, by the way, with a lot of former teammates and players, former players who were there on hand to watch that.
I saw Malik Cunningham being interviewed after the game. He talked to him about bumping into Lamar, and he said he looked at Lamar and said, man, you look old, man. I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, Malik Cunningham now. On Lamar Day, was putting up those kind of numbers.
Yeah.
Really cool.
Yep. You bet.
Lamar Jackson, man, what a player.
When we come back, the tough part of the weekend. Oh, no. Castleton blocking shots. I don't need to see the Gators. Oh, boy. Manny Bates, bless your heart, man. Canes are on there. Penalties, that's not good. Worst of the weekend. Monday's Packer and Durham is presented for you by Subway.
The Packer and Durham Podcast. This is the Packer and Durham Podcast.
Packer and Durham, presented by the good folks at Subway. 844-SAY-ACCN. We will get to more phone calls. We've got stuff to get into. Many thanks to Mike Norvell, who joined us last hour. Just went through the best of the weekend, Mr. Durham. I now present to you the worst of the weekend. And unfortunately, it's a longer list this week.
Yeah, it is. Let's start with Virginia. We knew Brennan Armstrong was important. Now, Notre Dame's good.
Very good.
Very good. But Brennan Armstrong, this is about all you got to see of him with a football on Saturday night. Some light soft toss, as Tom Luganville called it. So there you have it. Brennan Armstrong, just a couple soft throws. The rest of the time, coach Brennan Armstrong.
Well, no Brennan, no bueno is what that is. And here's the most important thing, though. Losing to Notre Dame, hey, you want to win them all, I get it. But you know what? The one this week really matters. The one this week is whether or not you got a shot to get to Charlotte. Pittsburgh.
Right.
So if you're Virginia, hey, you're not sure, it's kind of questionable, in doubt, hey, let's hold him off for a week.
Right.
Hopefully he's good to go. And then you get Brennan Armstrong and Kenny Pickett this week for, hey, if Pitt wins, they're in.
Yep.
Simple as that. Pitt wins, they're in. Virginia wins, it comes down to Hokies and who's.
Yeah. Louisville basketball, men's and women's card.
Lousy weekend.
Women lose in overtime to Arizona in South Dakota. Wearing the yellow, And the men fall to Furman.
That's a bad combo there, Wes. I saw that score Friday night, and then I'm like, yowza, what are we doing here? I know it's early. You don't draw any crazy comparisons or conclusions yet, but that was not on the agenda.
I think the Paladins are good, by the way. I think they got a nice team, Southern Conference, but I wasn't expecting that one.
No.
I have a theory on basketball. Remind me, we'll get to that later.
How about now?
Are we headed down the same road in hoops we've been in football?
I told you that last week.
I know. Now it's starting to play out.
Well, you didn't believe me last
week? No, I believed you, but what I'm saying is we're starting to see it early.
You didn't believe what I said
last
week?
No, I believed you.
Then why are you
shocked?
I
heard what you said. We're starting to see it, though. That's the thing. We can say it.
You think I'm just making it up? Come on, Wes. What's wrong with you? What is wrong with you?
I'm not.
Well, that must have been a heck of a flight from Dallas.
I know you
said
it.
Was that American Airlines?
Yes, it
was. On the one. Now I understand.
So what I'm getting at is
I get it now.
Yeah.
I now understand why you're flustered.
But look at some of the scores, not just in the ACC, around the country.
Hello.
COVID year, the whole bit, right?
Hello.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Chandler, you're in a Herm there. I like that. All right. NC State. 14 penalties, 3 turnovers.
That is a recipe for you lose, is what that is. I don't care who you're playing. If you're playing a really good team, yeah. Yeah. That keep in mind, 14 penalties, 3 turnovers equals loss.
Right.
That's what that means. And it might not be the first time or last time you hear it, by the way, that combo.
In fact, it's right now again.
Right.
Miami, close loss, 14 penalties, 3 turnovers.
There you go. You got to play smart. The thing about the Wake State game, as we pointed out last hour, both of those teams have done such a good job in the turnover / penalty department.
Right.
And that was kind of a sloppy game in some respects, but for NC State, they did things in that game Saturday I've not seen them do all year.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they still only lost by 3 at the end of the day.
Exactly right.
Right? And that's what makes you, if you're a State fan, you're kicking yourself going, golly, can we get a do-over?
Yeah. 12 noon game Saturday, Frank Howard Field, last Saturday. Military Appreciation Day, BT Potter, ready to start the ball game. 1-8 UConn, Brian Bruton fumbles it, picks it up. And 99 later, he's in the end zone with his second kick return of the year for a touchdown. They high-five at the 20. By the way, Bruton would run another one back about 78 yards later in the game. Tigers got to get that buttoned up.
Well, normally Potter kicks it into the hill. And that guy right there just watching the highlight, he didn't know where the ball was there for about 2 seconds.
And as Roddy Jones pointed out, when he dropped it, I actually think that helped them because Clemson lost their integrity on kick cover. Next thing you know, Brian Bruton – touchdown.
That's a good thing for him. They scored because that 0-for-18 on third and fourth downs, that's a problem.
And the happy final, 44-7, ended up being their only points. Okay. NC State, Manny Bates.
Awful.
Two things here. One, it's an incredibly hardworking young man. And to have now this season sidelined with that's it. That's what happened.
Crazy, isn't it?
It's innocent, right?
When I saw the highlight the first time last week, you're thinking, well, hopefully he'll be all right. And then you got the news.
I mean, seriously.
Out.
How about that?
And you're like, oh, man, that stinks.
And again, just knowing a little bit and doing NC State the last handful of years, watching this young guy work to get better, and Kevin Keats and his staff doing a phenomenal job to grow him as a basketball player. And we had a chance to visit with him in Charlotte
right.
a couple weeks ago at the tip-off.
Working on his 3.
Great
remember?
Kid, yeah.
Working on an outside jump.
Just a great kid. And
it's a big loss.
Your heart breaks for him, first of all. So, Manny, get better.
Yeah.
We're pulling for you, man.
Yeah.
And for NC State, kind of got to go back to the drawing board a little bit on what you thought you were going to have, and you had to do it in the first 2 minutes of game 1.
size, experience, all that.
Shot blocker.
All of the above.
I mean, that's a tough there's blow. No waiver wire in college basketball. So get better, Manny. Get better. We're feeling for you. Carolina women's soccer is on Worst of the Weekend.
Traditionally, one of the standards. Now on the couch.
A first-round loss to South Carolina.
Yeah.
They finished 12-3-3. There's the goal, by the way.
Done. Just like that.
Yeah. Field hockey. Now, look here. Look now. Last year, Louisville and North Carolina made the tournament, the Final Four in field hockey. And we're kind of thinking that that's what was going to happen again. Well, Louisville, North Carolina, Syracuse, Virginia. That's it.
Syracuse won one game.
Right.
And got knocked out in the second round. But Louisville, what are we doing? North Carolina, and Virginia were one and done in the NCAA tournament.
No ACC team in the semis?
Nope. Can't find them.
Yowza.
First time since 88.
That's not good. That's not good at
That's
all.
That's the last time the Dodgers won the world championship.
Oof. All right. Syracuse, 46 yards of passing. 4-6 at Louisville on Saturday. Yikes.
Yeah, it was an ugly day.
Oh, boy.
Really, really ugly.
Cards coming at you in all black, too. Look like ants. Just
look like fire ants.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Coming at you.
Syracuse had, I mean, I don't know what that game. That to me was the most surprising score.
I totally agree
of the weekend.
Absolutely.
Because again, you never know. I say it all the time. The more you read, the more you study, the dumber you get on Saturday watching these games. I really thought that was a fourth quarter game. Both those teams kind of played all season where, hey, fourth quarter, not sure who's going to win. That thing was over in a hurry.
Meanwhile, team of mystery.
Team of mystery. Will make a move in this week's accounting.
Huh. About that. Florida State's men's basketball team outscored by 18 points in the second half yesterday at Gainesville.
That was not pretty.
First time Gators have won this in the last 8 years, Pac. They'd lost seven straight to the Noles.
Yeah, Noles led at halftime, and in the second half, I don't know what that was. It beats me what was going on there.
Basketball season at Florida.
Yeah. Don't know what to tell you about that one, Wes Durham. That's an L. That's just you move on to the next
one. That's a hard one to take. We got to get a better feel this week. We'll see what we get out of the ACC hoop side. Florida State, by the way, on ACC Network Wednesday night against Tulane.
Tulane
from the Tucker Center. That's right, Tulane.
That's a W.
All right, last worst of the weekend. Friend of the show, Chris Felica, kids. He's got the picks on the board on game day. You seen those?
His three picks.
Yeah, his three picks. He took Syracuse plus the three.
Said they got better defense. They got a better this. I watch game day every week.
Yeah.
Welcome to our club, Bear. Welcome to our world of picking games.
Bear's on the list. Yeah. Oh, is that the roar? We had the roar. Yeah. There it is. Nice.
It was a roar, all right.
Yeah.
Plus three.
Yeah, plus three.
Not quite. Not quite.
It'd be a head scratcher for the big fella.
If you can only hit about, I don't know, another 39 somewhere in your back pocket.
Maybe more drones. We need more drones.
The drone footage, by
drone
the way.
Drone footage on game day.
Was Captain Ron.
Captain Ron was all over it.
He's sitting right here.
Yeah.
He was even bragging. When I came down here this morning about 5:30, he's down here. Captain Ron bragging about, did you see the drone? I said, yeah,
Chief Executive Drone.
I watched you zigzagging it through the trees out there at the Grove.
I'll tell you this.
Captain Ron, man.
If you watch game day, Captain Ron and them drones are getting it done. A-plus work.
Wait till Captain Ron gets his hands on that drone at Lake Hartwell, May 13th, Friday the 13th.
Yeah. All right. That's the worst of the weekend. Let's shed that list. We should have put Captain Ron on the best of the weekend, by the way. Captain Ron for the drones. On the other side, halfway on this Monday presented by Subway, how much concern do you have with Virginia no Brennan Armstrong? And are the Hokies fashioning a little November surge headed to South Florida? We'll talk about UVA and VT next on Packer and Durham.
Packer and Durham. Here's Mark Packer and Wes Durham.
Packer and Durham on a Monday morning. Hard to believe we're already in the middle of November. Football season flies by. 11 weeks done, week 12 coming up. And I would say that the Virginia-Pitt game is rather large this week, would you say? It's this week's NC State weight game.
Right.
That's what it is.
Yeah. And it's at 3:30.
Doesn't matter when it is.
Heinz Field, 3:30, Beth Mowins, Kirk Morrison. Don Davenport will be there on ESPN2 for you. Look, we're going to talk all week about Brennan Armstrong and availability.
Yep.
That's just get ready. And we're going to start Monday morning at 34 minutes after 8 o'clock.
That's right.
I mean, because this is going to be the storyline. Now, following the loss to Notre Dame, we're going to jump right into this because this is what we need to show you. Here's Bronco Mendenhall when asked about Brennan Armstrong's availability going forward. And an update.
No, I can't. Day by day, by minute, by second.
Gotcha.
I got no problem with that answer.
I know you don't. Monday question. And we may do this every day this week, okay? Does Brennan Armstrong play Saturday at Heinz Field?
I sure hope so, because I don't think Virginia can beat Pitt without him. How about that? My opinion, he has to play. Now, if he can't play, he can't play. You know he wants to. I was disappointed he didn't play against Notre Dame, but I get it. I mean, you know, hey, the most important game on that schedule for Virginia is this Saturday.
Not last Saturday.
No disrespect to Notre Dame. Get it. But you got to win this week. This week's all about, hey, can we get to Charlotte?
Right.
You don't win this week, you can't. Mm-hmm. This is the must-win game. So I hope he can go. Because we saw what Virginia is without Brennan Armstrong in the lineup. Not even the same neighborhood. Not even close to being in the same neighborhood. So I hope he can go. But I have no idea what the answer will be.
I think it gets really interesting if he can't.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't get interesting at all. If he can't, they won't. They're not going to beat Pitt if Brennan Armstrong doesn't play.
Well, defensively, it's still that you said they gave up 28 during the break. Yes, but they'll have to score to beat Pittsburgh. You can't walk in there with three, right?
No, you got to have everybody all hands on deck to beat Pittsburgh.
Yeah, you need Billy Kemp healthy. You need everybody.
Everybody's got to go. I mean, Pittsburgh's going to be ready to roll now.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, because the winner goes to Charlotte.
No, if Pitt wins, they go to Charlotte.
Right.
If Virginia wins, they still got to beat the Hokies.
Yeah, which is a whole nother game.
I mean, we can cut to the chase on the scenarios to get to Charlotte. If Wake Forest wins Saturday, they're in.
Charlotte.
If Pitt wins Saturday, they're in. It's that simple.
Yep.
But I just don't think Virginia can handle Pittsburgh if Brennan Armstrong's wearing a baseball hat.
No, I'm with you on that.
Just don't see it.
Kyron Williams, by the way, a touchdown. Jack Cohen, 132 yards.
And Notre Dame just got a comfortable lead, and they just kind of cruised. I mean, they just knew Virginia couldn't do anything against
right.
their defense.
Exactly.
So, I mean, they had 28 in the back pocket. Mm-hmm. That was way, way, way plenty. And right. Virginia just, again, just a different animal without number five back there slinging it. Totally different.
Yeah, no question.
But they're going to need him Saturday.
The other team in the Commonwealth of Virginia, feeling pretty good this morning.
Better than last week.
Yep. Virginia Tech, 48. Duke, 17, the final at Lane Stadium in Worksham Field on
Saturday.
Wasn't
that close.
And Braxton Burmeister looked good.
Wes, everybody looks good against Duke's defense. And if you think I'm burying Duke, I am. Because everybody else has.
Yeah.
I mean, they just can't stop anybody.
Raheem Blackshear, by the way, 12 carries, 117 yards. That's a career high.
I tell you what Duke can do, though. Let me give you a positive about Duke football.
Okay.
I tell you what they can do. They can beat Kansas. Duke can beat Kansas. Not everybody can. Hey.
Coastal can beat Kansas.
Hey, Duke can beat Kansas. Holy mackerel. What are we doing? What are we doing? So, hey, Duke football fans, you think I'm being hard on you? Hey, you know I'm being honest with you. But I'm really being honest on that. Duke can beat Kansas.
Looking forward to seeing the Hokies and Canes in primetime.
And they don't have $200 million in revenue off that football program. And they could still beat Kansas.
you're gonna use that one all week, aren't you?
Wait till today.
4 o'clock off campus, SiriusXM 84.
You can understand why I'm excited about that game. There's a guy that calls our show known as Longhorn Jeff. And I told Longhorn Jeff a week ago. I said, listen to me, man. I said, I swear to God, if you listen to the radio show, you know I'm telling the truth. I said, listen to me, Longhorn Jeff.
Biggest word in sports, we're going to have shirts made.
If you guys lose to Kansas, you can no longer call the show as Longhorn. You lose your nickname. And you know what he said to me?
What?
He said, Park, if we can't beat Kansas, I'll call in as Stinking Jeff from Texas. So, Longhorn, rest in peace. You are now Stinking Jeff from Texas. But I know this much. Duke can freaking beat Kansas.
All right.
That I do know.
How about John in North Carolina before we get to the break? John calling us at 844-SAY-ACC. And John, good morning, sir.
Good morning. Pack, I got your number 16 for the week.
All right, go for
it. Officials with the X-ray vision. There's no way you can call that onside kick. He couldn't see the ball. The player person is between the referee and the ball. It may not have gone to him. He cannot see it. How can you throw a flag on something you can't see?
Well, wait a minute. I'm watching the highlight. I'm looking for the officials. There's two officials. Literally, right there. One's at the 45. There's three officials. There's a dude at the 35, the 41, and the 44-and-a-half-yard line. This is a tough call.
Well, the one who threw the flag was one at the 40 because he dropped the flag on the 40. I mean, on the 30, on the 45-yard line.
You know, I thought Dave Doran probably said it best after the game. Hmm. Had they ruled it a NC State ball, there's no way television replays could have flipped it. No matter whatever the official ruled was going to stand. Right.
There's not IVE on this play.
No. And I mean, we got 8,000 cameras at the game, but you know what? We never really had an angle that you could say for sure, did he touch it beforehand or did he have possession afterwards? I don't know the answer other than, hey, the officials ruled the way they did. As I mentioned earlier, this is the most controversial onside kick we've had since the ACC championship game between North Carolina and Clemson.
And John, it really comes down to subjective opinion here.
It's close.
It's really close. I know there is a declaration of possession. They're kind of looking for where possession begins on plays like that. And again, there are no hard and fast rules here. They have markers, guidelines, parameters they're looking for. And the angle they had, they feel like person touched it before it went 10 yards. That's the simplicity of it.
What made it harder, too, is that the player's back is towards not only the camera, but also the officials. So,
and the guy across the field, by the way, that guy has no shot.
No shot.
The one on the other side at the 40, you see him in front of the state bench?
Yeah.
He has no shot.
So close. I will tell you, watching it live,
I thought he had it.
I thought he had it too.
I did too. I thought he hit it. I thought it was bang, bang at the 45. Now watch person declare position right there.
That's
or possession,
so close.
Rather. Declares possession on the number. It looks like from that angle. Okay?
God.
I mean, it is right. It's just like the one in Charlotte. But it's the reason you go back to that.
I'll say this for the 800th time since I came Saturday night. That didn't get you beat.
No.
What got you beat was 14 penalties.
Three turnovers.
Missed 30-some-odd-yard field goal. I mean, in a game like that, Everything. It's not a play.
Right.
It's a combination of multiples, right?
Yep.
And NC State did not play their typical, clean, smart game. They didn't. And I'm not saying Wake did either. I thought Wake was a little sloppy, too, based on their standards so far to be in the position that they're in. I thought both teams played tight early. It was a fun game to watch as a fan because it was back and forth. And State fans will just, I mean, I know you'll jump on that play forever and ever and what it could have, should have, but that didn't get you beat Saturday night, that play.
All right, one more before we get to break. Tremaine in North Carolina. I'm going to guess there's a Brennan Armstrong update in here somewhere.
No, let's hear from Tremaine.
Tremaine, good morning.
I wish I had a Brennan Armstrong update. That'd be a great way to start off my Monday. He's got to play. I agree with you. I do see some really great upside with Wolfolk in the future, but you know, a true freshman on a top 10 national ranked defense, he did the best he could. But to me, Brennan's got to play this weekend. And so, Mark, I'm wondering if, because we are phone call buddies, you can do something for me. So statistically, it's known that when you interview people, they seem to go out and have great games that weekend. So I'm wondering if, friend to friend, you can do me a favor and just interview the whole damn defense. As a matter of fact, if they've got someone on staff whose name starts with a D, just interview them.
Do you want Brent? You want Joey Blunt on here? You want Mandy Alonzo? I mean, what are you looking for, Tremaine? What do you want more? Pass defense, rush, pass coverage?
No, whole defense. As a matter of fact, if they got someone on staff whose name starts with a D, interview them. Because the defense has got to show up. Otherwise, Brennan, healthy or not, Kenny Pickett's going to hit us for 8,000 yards. The defense has to show up.
All right, so what's it worth to you? how bad do you want this game this week?
How bad do you want it? Okay.
We will bring the Packer and Durham bump. Now, that does come into play.
All right. Just saying. Dave and Winston-Salem, we're stacking them up here in the 830 block. Dave, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're great, man. Thanks for the call.
Hey, listen, just want to tell Pat Collin, not too far from his own stomping grounds, about 60 seconds from Ronnie Wings in Clemens, North Carolina.
Ooh, that is a great spot. That's off the beaten path, but folks, you check that out if you're going to Switzerland for a game now. Ronnie's Wings.
That's right. Me and Pat, I'm sure we've ran in the same circles in old Winston-Salem. But anyway, I just want to call these Pack fans calling about this onside kick. Are you kidding me?
No, it's
the guy
happen,
touched the ball a yard before it went 10 yards. And we don't even, I mean, they are just, they're about as bad as Carolina fans these days with the whining and the crying.
The Swiss. Listen to the Swiss, Pack.
I mean, Pack, let's be real. I mean, what are we talking about? Wake's no starting, two corners are out. Okay. Roberson doesn't play half the game. A.T. Perry drops 100 balls. I mean, and we still win the game. Please just admit the Deeks own the Pack, and especially in Winston.
Well, that is accurate. I mean, they're 11-2 against NC State in the last 25 years in Switzerland. 11-2, Wes. What are you doing? What are you, Tiger Woods over there? What are you
doing? The Swiss are calling. They're in. We got NC State people not happy with the Swiss. We got the Swiss defending the flag this morning.
Well, it's called scoreboard.
I understand all that, but
that's how it works.
Good for Wake. Now we got people, Wake's winning, and people are like, no.
Well,
we've reached that moment.
I will tell you again, if you're an NC State fan, I know you're bummed out. I know you're disappointed. But that onside kick is not the reason you're looking up in the standings.
Man,
it's not.
That is funny.
It's not.
All right. On the other side, Pack, we got a new segment on this show.
I understand.
Subway Top 5. Do we have to pick one of these with double meat? Just asking.
Well, we're not going to order what you normally do.
Eat Fresh Refresh from Subway. Top 5 performances next.
The Packer and Durham Podcast. This is the Packer and Durham Podcast.
And Durham, presented by Subway.
A lot going on this morning. Great to have you with us. Lots of good calls. Back to more of those in a moment. But Subway, hey now, here we go. Sponsor integration, right? Tell me about this one, marketing guy. Sponsor integration, right? You add them, you segments, right?
Give us some additional double meat love here.
That's it. Add some cheese. Get the double meat.
Now, what is it that you normally order?
Seafood salad.
Seafood salad.
Top five is presented by Subway. These are performances of the week. And we're going to chronicle them for you on Mondays. Number five, Kenny Two Gloves Pack. Had to take a glove off when the rain started. Doesn't matter. Still sling it. Pittsburgh's all-time leader in passing yards. 11,501.
That was a good uniform game, by the way. That combo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Classics.
Yep.
Classics. How about that? Ready? Number four. Wake Forest, largest student turnout ever for a football game in the win against NC State.
It was tremendous, man. It really was.
Yeah.
Reminded me of the days when I was a young kid. Cal Stahl would bring him out. Bridges Fieldhouse. ACC champion, Cal Stahl. Let me emphasize that one for
That's
you.
That's it. 1970.
Champions.
Yeah. That's it.
Heading on down to Houston.
Blue Bonnet Bowl.
No. Regular season game against Houston.
Oh, Bill Yeomans and the Cougars.
The Astrodome.
Yeah.
Did you go to that? I went to that game.
Did you? Eighth wonder of the world, the Astrodome.
Went to Nassau beforehand.
Nassau.
That's how you say it in North Carolina. Nassau.
Where'd y'all go?
Nassau.
All right. That's four. Wake Forest, congratulations on your student
nice
turnout
job.
And the Cal Stahl reference.
Yeah, old school.
Real old school.
ACC champs before Jim Grove changed it around there.
Hey, here's the other thing,
Riley Skinner.
Riley Skinner. That's all Riley Skinner on the ACC. Riley Skinner got some FaceTime, didn't he?
I'll tell you, if he wants to be a TV star, he could.
Hey, Riley, come on now. I mean, you know, Sam Hartman stole all those good looks. He's moved on ahead
Hartman,
of you.
I tell you, old Hartman was eating it up post-game on the huddle.
Was he?
Yes, sir.
Popped right on in there, did he?
And coach, looking for his lemon squares.
Stop. We'll get to that on accounting. All right, number three, Malik Cunningham. Tell you what, it was Lamar Jackson Day. So Malik said, well, here's my impression.
Yeah.
I'll account for five.
He looked like Lamar.
He did.
Boy, he's had such a good year.
And I've had enough conversations with him. He's been with us a couple times. But in visiting with him prior to games, Lamar means something to Malik Cunningham.
Yeah, you're right. You're exactly right.
I'll tell you what, the all-black look, huh?
You like that?
Not bad. Death Star black.
Louisville's got good combinations.
Oh, yeah. Louisville knows how to do the unis.
Yeah, they got good combos.
We got to tighten up on the numbers sometimes, but the unis look good. I like them.
No argument.
Font on the numbers is kind of weird. Wendell Moore, triple-double. I fooled around and got a triple-double. Ice Cube. And Wendell, he didn't fool around. He went 19-10-10 against the United States Military Academy. The Fighting Chris Spatolas.
Friday night. On the AACC network.
Yeah, it was great to see Spatola get a chance to do this game, too. Guy who graduated from West Point, worked with the Duke staff for, about 8 years?
Coach K family member.
Well, that too. That's cool. That's neat. You get something like that,
Yeah. That's
cool. Elon plays Carolina later in the year in basketball on the AACC network. You never know. I get a chance.
I tell you what, North Carolina Brown was a little tighter than anticipated.
Again,
the other night.
Well, you're the one that said it last week.
Saying.
Well, get ready. We got a handful of them this week.
Wait, get your notes out.
Get my card. All right. Hey, look, Navy Louisville tonight. Lafayette, who got in a shootout with Syracuse the other night, they got Duke. Later this week on the network. Yeah. I mean,
Lafayette's going to get smoked.
All right. Number one, Subway top performance of the weekend. Number one. Hey, our friends in Tallahassee, Jordan Travis is number one.
He was so good late in the fourth quarter against Miami. So good. Here's the fourth down play.
Woo, Parchment. Bam. What a great catch. And a great throw, too. It was a dime at Parchment.
Yeah. There's that last yard we were talking about, Mike Norvell. I'm telling you, it was a tug of war from the 1 yard line now. Miami was not giving in. We are not letting you score. Knowles was like, sorry. It's all about the Knowles tonight.
Yeah.
That was a great game.
It was a great game, wasn't it?
Really was. 31-28. Yeah. Old school. No kicks necessary.
Subway top five.
It's a newbie.
Oh, you excited? I'm excited.
Are you?
Yeah, we get some graphics going. Subway top five. Give them five. All right. We're going to the top of the hour. Calls. More calls. Airing of the grievances, Pack.
Hey, it's what you do. It's a fan, man.
Working our way toward the championship game in Charlotte. Packer and Durham continues. Power Hour next on the Atlantic Coast Conference Television Network. Mondays presented by Subway.
Packer and Durham.